Hi, I'm Mr. Ballin, the host of Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries. And each week on my podcast, you can expect to hear stories about bizarre illnesses no one can explain, miraculous recoveries that shouldn't have happened, and cases so baffling they stumped even the best doctors. Listen to Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When a young woman named Desiree vanishes without a trace, the trail leads to Kat Torres, a charismatic influencer with millions of followers. But behind the glamorous posts and inspirational quotes, a sinister truth unravels. Binge all episodes of Don't Cross Kat early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Attention, people of Earth. The podcast you are about to hear should not be taken as evidence of the existence of alternate realities and dimensions. There is no such thing as cross-dimensional travel. And you can trust me on that because I'm communicating with you from outer space. Where in space? Don't worry about it. All you need to know is I'm a voice of authority. Commanding, but with just a touch of the bad boys Mama warned you about. And as far as a hidden agenda to hide the existence of dangerous portals between dimensions, I don't have one. Now, let's put your unfounded and frankly unattractive doubt to one side and focus on some promotional business. Going to be in Indianapolis Friday, August 2nd for Gen Con, or maybe just to soak in that sweet Indianapolis flavor? There are still tickets available for the two Magic Tavern live shows that night at the Schrott Center for the Arts. The 8 p.m. show is a Magic Tavern side quest, where the three hosts are presented with and subsequently finish a quest all in one episode. Unprecedented. At 10 p.m., a completely different Magic Tavern show will include creatures from a magical land trying to understand and play the social deduction game Werewolf. Sounds like a real shit show. For info and tickets to the two August 2nd shows in Indianapolis, go to hellofromthemagictavern.com and click on the live shows tab, or screw all that and go directly to butlerartcenter.org. But now, Earth listener, swivel your ears towards the magical land of Foon. But forget all that's come before, because even though we're in a tavern, get this, it's a different one. Where three mysterious figures, well, two mysterious figures and one overly performative figure, enter, curious if this place contains those allegiant to the Dark Lord.
Here, weary travelers, it is here that we shall book passage north.
Usador, are you sure it's safe here?
Yeah, you should probably show them the coin.
Worry not. Our safety is ensured if they see the coin. Good evening, stranger. Does this coin mean anything to thee?
Fuck off, wizard.
Okay, maybe someone else?
That was rude.
Oh, maybe that wooden guy over there.
Oh, yes. Let's talk to the wooden gentleman.
Fuck off, wizard!
Maybe that other wooden guy.
Why is everyone telling me to fuck off?
Let's speak to the other wooden guy. Good evening, stranger. I approach thee now, hoping to find a port of solace here in a storm of evil. What be thy name, stranger?
Oh, man, I'm Rodney. Oh, man, I didn't want to interrupt, man. I could listen to you talk like that all fancy all night, man.
Oh, Rodney. I must ask a boon of thee.
A boon of thee.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Show him the coin.
Here. Do you have something behind your ear? It's a coin. I pulled a coin out from behind your ear.
Holy shit.
Yes. Yes.
Dude, one more again. Do it again.
Here. Do you have something behind your other ear?
That's amazing. Oh, my gosh, man.
Oh, well, thank you. Rodney, I must ask you a very serious question.
A very serious question.
Do you recognize this coin?
Yeah, it came out of my ear like a hot second ago, man.
Oh, well, actually, it's a symbol. on one side.
My ears and how they are a little bit dirtier than I anticipated. But, well, you know, yes. I don't reach up there, check it out very often. I haven't had the ability to do so for too long.
Yes. Isidor, I'm so sorry. I know we've been going over this. I know this coin is a symbol of our secret order, but you just keep turning it into a close-up magic trick.
Well, yes.
I think that confuses people.
Just because you found a guy who's massively easily entertained doesn't mean to draw it out. Just get to the point of it.
Okay, fine.
This mask over my face is itchy. I want to pull it down.
Fine. Rodney, I must pull back the veil somewhat and let thee know that these coins were not truly inside thine ear, even though I am a wizard of great power, capable of amazing magic.
Shit, man. Calm down. Jesus.
Usador, we don't know if it's safe here yet.
We're trying to be low-key. We're hiding.
I am being low-key.
We have masks over our mouths so people don't know who we are.
Why is your mask over your mouth?
Wait, where is it supposed to be? My eyes?
Your eyes.
Oh.
Rodney, this coin on one side depicts an eye, and on the other side depicts a hand being held over a pair of lips.
Well, it's a finger.
A finger being held over a pair of lips.
Like it's whispering.
More like it's silencing someone.
Like it's silent. Yes. Silent. Oh, got it.
Yeah, it's not a whispering eye. It's a silent eye. Does that mean anything to you?
A silent eye. It means I was listening. If that's what you're asking me.
Is this a safe place, Rodney? A safe place from the Dark Lord?
Oh, man, yeah. We've never seen that fool in here. You're fine if that's your concern.
Oh, okay.
Let's take these masks off.
Ooh, move this back down to my mouth.
Nobody comes out here, really. No dark lords. I mean, no good lords either, to be fair. It's sort of been ignored by the deity folk, you know.
Then you are in luck, for today you stand before a master of light and shadow.
I love the fancy talk. Right?
And you also stand before a shapeshifter who's in the form of a badger and a giant egg.
That's good. Wow.
And you stand before a podcaster. Here, let's clear some of this table off. Let's set down these microphones. Sorry, excuse me. I'm sorry, here. I'll buy you another drink.
One of y'all could scoot me over. I will clear a little space for you here.
Yes, Rodney, I noticed you move rather slowly.
Yeah, man, I'm a figurehead. Well, I was a figurehead, and I made a wish, and I got animated. Damn it.
Oh,
God,
Rodney.
God damn it, hold on.
No, Rodney, this is perfect. Hold that thought. We are going to begin our podcast, and you shall be our first guest of season 3.
We have not had a figurehead on the podcast yet. Okay, everyone's got your microphones in front of you. Quick
we do
mic
seasons?
Check. Well, yeah, I mean, they're longer than usual.
Oh, far longer than they need be.
Quick mic check.
Bing bong. Oh, yeah, baby.
Test, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Usador, please. Let's get the
I am Usador. How's that?
Good. I always set my own levels perfectly. Rodney, do you mind? This is a microphone. This is just a magical device from my world.
Don't be insulting. I know what a microphone is. Jesus. People come out here and they think, oh, I'm going to educate these hillbillies, teach them something they don't know, but we know about microphones.
Oh,
just
okay.
What is it? What would you say it does?
What would I say it does?
Yeah,
well, it's kind of like a rocky talkie.
What's your kind of way of a rocky
You know those rocks you can speak into and transmits audio to whoever holds the other end?
Stones of far speech, yeah.
Yes.
Hold on. First of all, I'm so sorry to do this, Rodney. I'm going to call bullshit. No one says, I know what this is. Why don't you now say what it is? Rodney, it's okay if you haven't seen a microphone before. This is a piece of technology from another world.
Yeah, people don't usually do it. You could say it was an inversion of the usual way people say things for comedic effect.
This is a very serious podcast.
I'm just glad that we could draw attention to it. That's my thing. Thank you for mentioning that, because a lot of times people say stuff trying to be funny, and people don't take the time to really stop and slow down and explain what's funny about it.
Oh, well, then you are in for a treat, but that is all we do.
Good company. All right.
Okay. got to do this part. Hello from the Magic Tavern. A weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, great. This is a great place
to
start.
And I'm Rodney.
And this is Rodney. As we begin a new adventure.
Wait, we can do that? We can just chime in whenever?
You do.
They said it was a great
time.
Place to start, so I just thought,
damn it,
I should start.
If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. Some time ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical land of Foon. Somehow, I'm still getting a weak Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King, which I use to upload a podcast to Earth, not just chronicling our quest to defeat the Dark Lord of this world, but a podcast that I believe will actually help us save the world of Foon. And, you know, if this communication between worlds helps grow my own personal brand back on Earth, all the better.
And we're here at the Jagged Dagger, which is a, I guess, a seafaring bar?
Yeah, Seaside Tavern.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I am joined by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Hello, I'm Chunt the Talking Badger. A shapeshifter. Fuck, you got me. Yeah. And this is my giant egg, Eggy Baby, which is a result of my brief marriage.
And I am also joined by my other co-host.
I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas.
Oh, wait one second. Wait one second. Rodney's trying to get away here. Oh, he's slowly edging. Let me just scoot him back here.
The Morbisus Gasmanius Maestar. And there may be other secret names, names of such great power, that if I were to utter them aloud, then stone would become pebble, and pebble would become dust.
Oh, Usador. Okay, man. All right, I've heard of you. All right, yes. That makes a lot more sense. I've never heard you referred to as Usador, but that clears you up. Out in the ocean, everybody calls you Tuif.
Tuif? Oh yes. Oh,
you're known as Tuif by sea, and that's what everybody out there calls you. So I was just confused that you didn't call yourself Tuif. If I'd known you're Tuif, I would have been a lot more chill.
So right here, now that we're on land, we're seaside, but on land, should we call you Oneif?
Yes, on land I'm known as Oneif. On sea I'm known as Tuif.
But either way, Rodney, you would say Usador's revered.
This is my fault.
I wish more of our guests would say that.
This is my fault.
No,
Rodney, you're doing great. Rodney, you're doing great. How would you, for the listeners, to sort of paint a mental picture, how would you describe yourself?
The neighborhood kids call me Adult Pinocchio, which is hurtful, if accurate, you know, sort of a large, man-shaped block of wood, intricately carved, anatomically correct, but I'm still, I'm not super well animated, so it is a little bit of a struggle for me to get from A to B, still working out some of the kinks, as it were.
And I'm to understand that you started your life as a figurehead upon a ship, is that what you said?
That's right, good, maybe 20 summers out there. The head of a ship.
You said you made a wish?
Yeah, I made a wish on a beautiful star. I didn't know that I could have something of my very own, you know, and I just wanted to be able to live my own life and not be just, you know, on the prowl all the time. You know?
Let it be known that when you wish upon a star that you turn into a ambulatory wooden statue.
Yeah, I mean, that was certainly my journey.
Rodney, can I ask you, you made this wish to become a real man? What was the wish
Arnie,
exactly?
That's rude.
Well, I'm so sorry. You yourself referred to you as a man-shaped block of wood.
Right.
What was the wish? Like, did you word it properly?
You know, I probably not. As a figurehead, complicated, nuanced thoughts. You got to be careful with wishes, gang. I just said life, because that's all I could. I was just a wood. I was just made of wood. Then I didn't have a lot of nuance or adjectives or even prepositions to speak of. Just life.
I think that's very impressive. To even utter the word life as a static wooden figure is quite impressive.
Yeah, it took me a long time to piece it all together. People don't talk about like life and existence very much on a boat, right? So I heard like waves. I figured that out pretty quickly. Rain,
Yeah, rain is just falling waves.
Rain's tiny waves that fall from the sky.
Tiny sky waves.
Tiny sky waves. There you go, man. Are you a sailor?
Oh, I am no sailor. But I have spent many years upon the oceans, traveling from one land to the other, learning all the secrets of food.
And, you know, we are here hoping to book passage on a ship. But, Rodney, I'm more interested in learning about you. What was life like as a figurehead?
Arnie, don't say lifelike. Oh, it's rude to someone who's been...
What was wood like as a figurehead? Talk about your wood.
Talk about my wood. Well, you know, there's not much to look at. Usually waves, which is like ocean rain. There's usually waves. There's the bottom of the jib-boom.
The jib-boom?
The bottom of the jib-boom.
Okay.
Bottom of the jib boom, and right next to the bowsprit. Come on, man.
Sure.
Learn some boat parts.
This is boats, man. I don't know what to tell you. I don't have a lot of topics I can discuss fluently so far. It's limited to this table and boats, all right? So bear with me.
Rodney, at some point we need to... Yusor and I have a spinoff podcast called Get Nuts. At some point we need to have you on a new show called This Is Boats because this is just fascinating. Learning all the vernacular and yeah.
Yeah, going into it. One of the few things that I feel myself pretty knowledgeable in, it can get scary. There's moments where, like, they're headed for, not water.
Land?
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, sometimes they're headed for that, and as a figurehead, you know, I think a lot of times, like, if these idiots wreck, it's me first. You know, like, they might get as far as me and think, like, oh, thank God we stopped in time. And meanwhile, I'm like, well, fuck you guys, because I, like, ran face first into it. I have zero control. It is a thrilling, terrifying experience pulling up to land every time, because I'm never sure if they're going to stop or not.
And I've got to imagine, like, you can't look behind you. You don't even know who these people are that are steering you.
That's right. There's one loud dude who would just growl at the top of his lungs. He sounded like a bear, but I don't. I called him Bear in my head. He was sort of the boss. And then there's other people who would kind of talk back to him and just be like, I. They say I a lot. One time there was a like a little boy who would fly. They said, like, get down here, little boy, get down here. Stop flying, which seemed insane to me because I don't know.
A little flying boy.
That was cool. He came by for a little bit and then he took off.
Interesting.
With the girl they stole. There was a drunken captain on there for a little while. He kind of had an accent. He talked all funny, but he was sort of like,
it's all right. I know different things about the sea and stuff, and I'm kind of a skeleton sometimes, right?
And he had like,
wow.
Yeah, that was cool. He was there for a little bit. He tried to steal me, but then they got me back. It was a whole thing.
Well, that's wonderful. But now that your wishes...
I saw a whale once.
What?
Yeah, a giant one. Big white one, kick-ass white whale. Captain went on crazy about that for a few days. That was the whole thing.
Was it the winged whale, the famous ship built on the back of a whale that flies?
No, it's just like a regular whale. I mean, that sounds cool. I wish it had been that. And there is a part of me that feels compelled to sort of go along with what you're saying.
Oh, you've never listened to this podcast then. That's something we ultimately do not do.
You got me there, man.
Hey, can I ask you, Ronnie, when we walked into the Jagged Dagger, you were at the bar, and I saw several men smash bottles on you. Everything okay? Were you in a bar fight?
Kind of like a hazing.
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah, for good luck. It's good luck for them, hazing for me, because I get all sticky. Or and a little drunk, which is cool.
And your wood seems to be a little salt weathered.
Yeah, I mean, I try to re-varnish. That's kind of rude. Can I say it's a little rude, though? I don't say, like, your fur is matted with the many days of travel.
Oh, you know, could, like, though.
It's blunt.
You look better, probably. You probably looked better before, right?
Yeah, that's fair to say.
Yeah, strap you to the front of a fucking boat for 20 years, brother. Right, see how you're doing then.
Ronnie, I apologize. I'm sorry.
Hey, it's all right. Building bridges, man. That's what it's all about.
Well, now that your wish has come true, Rodney, How do you spend your days? Are you still working as a figurehead? And you, is that your day job? And you just tie yourself to a ship? Or do you have other things to take up your time?
I mean, I hadn't thought about that. It doesn't exactly... That's not like a first order of business or anything to get right the fuck back on the front of a ship, honestly.
All right.
Kind of living it up, enjoying my my freedom. I might go back and get, you know, a little more education.
Oh.
A lot of that. Yeah. Math, I'd love to learn about.
Oh.
That seems wild.
Then you should go to the University of Phoenix, where I teach math as my alternate form, Susan Doku.
I love it when he gets like this. I got used to it at first. At first, it scared me because I've only heard the captain yell, and that could mean anything. So, but I'm loving this guy's yelling.
Rodney, am I understanding correctly that you have just very recently gained life?
I have no sense of time. So, right, yeah, it doesn't seem like a long time.
How long do you think we've been sitting here, Rodney? If you had to guess.
Sometimes. All right, what's it when you can't see
here?
A lot of things.
You can't see a lot of things.
Can't see a lot of things. And then later you can.
Memory, remember?
No.
Nighttime,
no,
daybreak? Like,
night. Thank you. Yes.
Yes.
So it's been eight of them.
Eight nights?
Eight nights. When you can't see things. Eight crazy nights.
Listen to me. I sound like a fancy college professor.
Eight nights.
You really don't.
Like a historian.
No, you really don't.
Eight nights.
Arnie, I'm so confused why he knows the word jaboon, but he doesn't know night or land.
I don't know. Does he only know boat words?
But wouldn't land, like land ho, wouldn't that be a boat term? Or like night to, you know?
How dare you?
Sailor's delight?
Yeah, listen, how dare you, Chunt? Be more respectful.
Both
land.
Of you. I'm yelling at both of you. Check your privilege right now. You don't know what it's like to be a figurehead on a ship. And this Rodney has just had 8 days to become accustomed to the life that we have always taken for granted.
Well, Usador, to be fair, I think he thinks that we've been doing this episode for 8 days.
I don't blame him.
Ronnie, so you start off on a ship. Do you have a ship here at port?
Because we need to get on a ship.
I have an X-ship.
Oh, an X-ship?
Yeah, the ship I
you broke
shipped
up?
Myself free of.
Oh.
Oh, you shipped yourself. It happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rodney,
yes, you're right.
When you made your wish for life and you gained life, did you just immediately separate from the ship in that moment?
Luckily we're in port. So I did just kind of like slough off like so much dead skin and clatter to the deck of the, well, it's not a deck. Oh man, it's not water. It's got green stuff.
Land,
thank you. Jesus. Man, that one. That's a tricky one, man. You guys just throw it out there like it's nobody's business, but I think you take for granted. It's
here, Rodney, I'm going to take this scroll and this quill, and I am just going to write down the word land, L-A-N-D-E, and I am going to give it to you, and if you keep, because this seems to be a word right. That you have trouble with.
So I'll just look at these squiggles.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to write or read.
Thank you. Yes, Tuf, thank you. Yeah, here. It's all right, though. That's
what I'm saying. Rodney, I have a perfect way for you to remember this. This is called a mnemonic device. So, right. What's the word that you screamed into the night sky to bring yourself into sentience?
Life,
right. So, how many letters is that?
Are you kidding me?
I don't know that he, I don't know that he
doesn't
count.
Know it's math four, it's or four letters. Words.
So, it starts with L. Now, L.
You know what? I would take the guy smashing champagne on me, honestly. I would prefer that. At this point,
Rodney, please forgive my friends. They are doing their best to help you, but they don't understand what it is that your experience is. Whereas I am aware of what happens to figureheads. Often, this is not an uncommon occurrence where a figurehead screams out the word life and comes a sentient being. But usually they're in the middle of the ocean and they just fall into the ocean and drown to death. This is the first one I've seen that's made it to land.
Well, my timing was good, I will say that. But honestly, I hate to say it, but I would have preferred getting chunked in the sea than spending another day with Stephanie. So,
tell us about Stephanie.
Is Stephanie your ex ship?
Yeah, she's the ship, man. Stephanie, my ex ship.
that I was attached to, day and night, night and day, always there, you know. I was putting in all the different days and nights. And night and day in, you know? That's what I call it. Nights, days, who even can keep track of what those mean or how many of them there was? But there's a lot of them. And I would, you know, scare away the dark spirits with my grisly exterior. I provide a proud symbol that the different people on the ship could like look at and be inspired by its terrible, you know, my terrible visage. And Stephanie never appreciated any of that. You know, she just sat there motionless.
Well, Rodney, there are plenty of fish.
There are plenty of fish. That's right.
That's true. Lots of fish.
They're almost everywhere.
Yeah, eat up. There's a big plate of food fish here. Yeah.
God, I haven't tried eating yet. Hold on.
And I'm surprised to say that you think of yourself as having a horrible visage. Rodney, you just look like a happy, smiling wood boy to me.
Yeah, that's because I got defrosted, man. This is what I used to look like.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
Pretty cool, right?
That is a terrible visage.
Yeah, you're scared.
Wait, why is it now okay to talk about his appearance?
Well, he was showing us
how I invited the conversation, man. Bullshit. This is on my terms.
Yes.
Rodney, did you say you've never tried eating before?
That is correctamundo. Yeah.
Is it weird if we watch you eat while we go to break?
No, go. Not any more or less weird than anything else in the past few minutes, I would say.
Well, let me go to the bar. We'll get a round of drinks. What do you want to drink? Have you tried drinking before?
Yeah, the things I know about. Do they have salt water?
Yeah, I'm sure they do. Right. All right.
Is that a good one to start with? Or you guys are experts here.
I think salt water is probably good for you. I'm going to have a delicious golden ale and some duck's necks. Ugh.
So lots of living people like to drink salt water. Cool. All right. Well, man, thanks, guys.
All right. Arnie, what can I get you?
I'll have some unsalted
salt water.
Arnie.
It's apparently a thing.
Arnie, don't be rude. Okay. It's customary, all right. I think.
I assumed he needed salt water to stay alive.
Let's all have some salt water.
Okay,
I'm going to grab some salt waters, and we'll be right back with more hello from this seaside tavern.
Salt water for everyone!
Ooh, now I want taffy.
Lamont Jones's world is shattered when his cousin dies in custody just weeks after entering prison. The official report says natural causes, but bruises and missing teeth tell a different story. From Wondery comes Death County, PA, a chilling true story of corruption and cover-ups that begins as one man's search for answers, but soon reveals a disturbing pattern. Lamont's cousin's death is just one of many, and powerful forces are working to keep the truth buried. With never-before-heard interviews and shocking revelations, Death County, PA pulls back the curtain on one of America's darkest institutional secrets. This isn't just another true crime story. It's happening right now. Follow Death County, PA on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Death County, PA early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hey, I'm Mike Corey, the host of Wondery's podcast, Against the Odds. In each episode, we take you to the edge of some of the most incredible adventure and survival stories in history. In our next season, it's 1980, and in the Pacific Northwest, the long, dormant volcano Mount St. Helens is showing signs of life. Scientists warn that a big eruption is coming, but a restricted zone around the mountain is limited by politics. On May 18th, hikers, loggers, reporters, and researchers are caught in the blast zone as the volcano erupts. They find themselves pummeled by a deadly combination of scorching heat, smothering ash, and massive mudslides. The survivors have to find their way to safety before they succumb to their injuries or face another eruption. Follow Against the Odds on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Binge the entire season ad-free right now only on Wondery Plus. Start your free trial in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today.
As a contractor for the NSA, Edward Snowden had access to a range of top-secret government programs. But as he learned more about these clandestine operations, he came to understand a devastating secret. The government was conducting mass surveillance on its own citizens. Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, the host of Wondery's show, American Scandal. We bring to life some of the biggest controversies in U.S. history: presidential lies, environmental disasters, corporate fraud. In our latest series, whistleblower Edward Snowden changes the national conversation about privacy on the internet as he risks his own freedom and his family's well-being.
Follow American Scandal on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen to all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest season only on Wondery Plus. You can join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today.
All right, we're back.
Ooh, we're back, and we are covered in the contents we previously ate because of that salt water.
Yeah. Oof.
I don't... How was your salt water, Arnie?
You know what? At first, I just gargled it, and it felt like it was good. It sort of, like, washed out any cuts inside my mouth, of which there were many. But then I started swallowing some, and it didn't go well.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
I have to drink a certain amount of salt water every week to keep all of the fish in my intestines alive.
You have fish in your intestines?
Yes.
Arnie, do you not have fish in your intestines?
I mean, not that I know of.
Where else would they live? In my hat?
In the...
Arnie, you derpy little fuck.
What?
Little derp dog.
Wait.
Hey, Rodney, I should explain. We usually at some point turn on Arnie and pick on him.
I've got to be honest. Usually it happens much sooner than this.
I don't think that's super sweet, but that's fine. You all got to do your own thing.
And so do you, Rodney. What do you think is going to make you happy in the future?
Oh, my salt water was great. Thanks, y'all.
Oh,
first
good.
Thing I've ever imbibed.
Oh, I'm
cool
glad
dudes,
you liked
man.
It.
You know the word imbibe, but you don't know land?
Yeah, I've been looking up a lot of different words during the break trying to educate myself.
How have you been looking them up?
Listen to this one. I came up with this. Ask me how my salt water was.
How was your salt water?
It was great, but I've always enjoyed saline. Because I'm a figurehead.
That's a good joke.
I had that joke ready in case someone were to ask me what I thought of the first beverage I ever consumed. But apparently, different podcasts would be more interested in that.
Salt and water is a saline solution, and sailing is what boats do.
Yeah, that is some nuanced wordplay for someone that doesn't know the word land.
Damn, you are good at explaining jokes.
We like to dissect the frog here.
Yeah, sure. That old comedy term.
You know old comedy terms?
Dissect the frog's my first, but I'm planning on learning a lot more.
Do you know vaudeville?
Vaudeville? Nope.
Yeah.
Chunt, do you know vaudeville?
Yeah. So I might say, sailors these days have crazy names. You wouldn't believe some of the names these sailors have. Like the bartender's name was Pyrite.
Pyrite?
Well, no, this is cake, but I can get you some.
I don't get it.
He was a fake pirate.
So you don't know vaudeville?
Huh? Rodney, I have to ask.
Do you?
I want to ask. I should rephrase. You didn't know anything about the silent eye, which is what we were told to tell people we were a part of.
Yeah.
But we do need safe passage elsewhere in Foon. Can we use your boat to sail to another part of Foon?
All right. Well, I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of Stephanie. She does have agency, though. I'm not going to, like, loan her out to people.
Oh, no. But
she's still a boat.
Is she a sentient boat? Is she like, have a conscience? Or is she just a boat? That sounds rude.
She's a boat. Like, what do you mean she's a boat?
It's so hard to know because people just always talk about boats like they are women and, like,
it's
they have
weird.
A relationship with them. But
it's
I don't
weird.
Know if that's, like, magically, like, a... Is she a talking boat?
Does she have a crew? Is there a crew or were you just
there's
a
crew, yeah. Okay. Yeah, but she's kind of the boss. You know, like she's like running things. Like the captain gives orders, but if she doesn't want to follow them, she don't, you know? She's her own woman. That's one of the things I do miss about Stephanie. She's her own woman who's a boat. She's her own boat.
These still seem like things people would say about a boat.
Rodney, could you introduce us to Stephanie and maybe we could speak to her about whether or not she would like to give us a ride someplace?
Is that he fell face down. Let's pick him up here.
Rodney, is this
okay?
too soon? Is it too soon for us
it's
to be
warm.
Asked?
Too soon.
Okay, I understand.
Because you know how she's going to be like, where did we go wrong? What did I say? Why did you make a wish that you would become ambulatory and slough off my hull like so much dead skin onto the...
Where did you pick up that phrase? Because I feel like it's the same phrase every time.
What is it?
Shuff off this boat like so much
I remembered
dead skin?
It from when I said it earlier and I loved it. So I just decided to say it.
Oh, Rodney, buddy, pal. The opposite of water. Remember earlier when you said that word, the four-letter word?
Yeah.
It's like life, but it has three different ending letters. Remember that? just remember you
the
said
the idea that you would try to get me into phonics before like base lessons had to be learned. I'm as unto a child right now, which I've only seen once, so I'm making some assumptions here. And I can't fly, so I'm not exactly like a kid. But, I mean, I don't understand a lot of stuff, so I'm lame.
Was the flying child you saw earlier, was it half human, half goat?
Sorry. Oh, yeah. Hold on one second. Let me try to answer you again in a way that buys into the thing you're saying. Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, I call himself Peter Pan.
Can I ask what city we're in? Does anybody know what city we're in?
Brine Mist.
Brine Mist. Okay. Did you say that earlier?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're in the Brine Mist.
Yeah, you're picking that up well, Rodney.
I just heard him say it. I don't want to get all braggy.
Do you know what that's short for?
No.
Braggadocious.
Oh, my. Listen to you. Like a queen. Like a beautiful queen. Amazing.
Braggadocious. This is just a newly animated block of wood, and we keep trying to teach it language.
Oh, you're right. We
math.
Should teach it morals, Rodney.
Yeah. Rodney, we have to teach you good and evil.
We have to give
is
you
this your show? Like, every week, do you just pick like a newly sentient life form?
No, that's more of a everything is alive thing, which I've heard is very good.
No, you're right. Every week we peek. you know how boats will have a compass? We're going to give you a moral compass. So this will help you decide what to do that's right and what's wrong.
I love this.
First of all, never commit murder unless someone is evil, and then murder them.
So you all would say you've never murdered anyone that didn't deserve it.
I mean, there's accidental murder.
I'm up here. Since my baby
wait, you know barbershop quartets?
Or maybe he has a baby.
Oh, Stephanie. He's talking about Stephanie. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm thinking about Stephanie.
I am so sorry.
That's no big deal.
I thought you were speaking in Elvish. Since my baby left me, isn't that Elvish?
What is it Elvish for?
That's what everybody's asking.
I don't know. Rodney, why don't we get out of the Jagged Dagger and can we go near the boat, just near Stephanie, so maybe you can, gaze upon her, see if there might be a reconciliation in the future, or at least maybe introduce us and we can put in a good word for you?
Rodney, let me sweeten the deal somewhat.
Yeah.
If you do accompany us, and then you're in an awkward situation, I understand that you're not particularly ambulatory. So I can help you perambulate faster with my magics, and you will be able to run as fast as a gazelle. Do you know what a gazelle is, Rodney?
Or what perambulate means.
Do you know what a gazebo is?
I want to be faster than a gazebo, for sure.
Done?
All right, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, let's do it. Yeah, let's do it.
Everyone just follow me.
Do I just, like, carry him?
Wait, are you going to put a spell on him or something?
Well, yeah, y'all can,
Oh, gosh.
See that potato sack on the wall?
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of lay it on the ground and then lay me down on it and then drag me on the sack.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, like moving a hutch.
Like moving I'll take your word for it, man.
I want this to turn into a sack drag.
Look, Rodney, thank you so much. I know that you are a little nervous about confronting or...
Slower! God damn!
Are you comfortable?
Getting chipped down here, shit.
I know you're nervous about talking to Stephanie.
Arnie, slower.
This is hysterical, but my priest friend, Reverend Jim, already did this one on me, so I'm a little nerd to it at this point.
Yeah. Which one is Stephanie?
Ow!
Oh, here. Oh. Set him back up.
Just avoid the gravel.
Sorry. Well, here. This is even better than a potato sack. I shall summon a cloud to help you drift towards the docks.
Wait. Is he driftwood?
Are you driftwood?
Can you float?
Bro, can you float?
You know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, it probably would have been a floating wood that I was constructed of, yes.
Oh, good. Okay.
I was not cognizant of that part.
Do you remember any of your construction? Like, what's your first memory?
Just at first, it's like a blur of water and sunlight, and the opposite one. Remind me.
darkness.
That could be a memory of anyone's birth.
I remember singing some, like, shanties, they called them, different tunes, that kind of stuff. And it's kind of a blur until I have real sentience, which is a blessing, honestly, because I feel like now I'm claustrophobic. And if I had realized that while I had been on the front of the boat, sort of stuck there, unable to move, I think I would have flipped my bane a little bit, you know?
That is understandable. And
you guys have beans? Sailors are crazy about them.
We know beans.
Yes, beans are wonderful. Full of protein!
I'm trying to use the frame of reference for things I've ingested. Beans are like little, tiny, squishy balls of salt water.
Good to remember.
So you have ingested beans?
No, but that's how the sailors, like, I looked at them, I saw
them.
Gotcha,
okay.
Sometimes they throw them over the edge for pelicans.
Look, Chunt, he's consumed one thing ever, salt water. So he's going to use that as the lens through which he uses metaphors for everything. It's sort of like people who've just started CrossFit.
Crop. Killen troth. Droth. Loth. Here, I have summoned a small cloud. Put the potato sack on top of the cloud. And then put Rodney on top of the potato sack.
Hell yeah. So you can lay on clouds? See, I heard the guys arguing about this. One guy said you could totally lay on him, and everybody else is like, no, it's impossible.
Nothing is impossible for Tuith.
You are very powerful. I love it.
Look over there. There's a band singing a chanty.
Oh,
they're singing Seven Dragons and a Baby.
Ron, you want to stop and listen to this little summer chanty?
Yes, I am.
What a beautiful song. I put a little silver in their hat.
Yeah, no, don't. Chunt, that's your Silent Eye coin. That's the only way people will know we're part of the Order of the Silent Eye.
I'm sorry.
Although that has not been useful for anyone to know that we're part of the Silent Eye.
Okay, fine. I'll keep it. Now I look like an asshole.
Yeah.
Now, which one is Stephanie, Rodney?
Is it the one without a figurehead?
Yeah.
Oh, good call.
That's good, man.
And is that with an F or a PH?
That is with a PH, yeah. Oh, man, look at her. Ah, she's beautiful.
Quite a boat.
Quite a boat, man.
Some boat.
Quite a boat.
So, Rodney, I don't know if you know much about Foon, but the Dark Lord has taken over much of the land, and we're on a diplomatic mission to build up an army to fight the Dark Lord, and we need passage on this boat for that and another secret mission to defeat the Dark Lord, which I don't know why I'm bringing it up, because I'm not going to tell you what it is.
No, you mustn't.
Yeah. Let's just leave it. We're on a mission from goddesses.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Can I say something?
Yeah.
Very impressive, honestly.
Oh, thank you.
That's the end. That's all
thank
I
want
to
so
say.
Much, Rodney. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you.
That's yeah, like, learning, it sounds super.
You're learning
I don't know
kindness?
Anything. I've literally no context for anything you just said, but it sounded like really kick ass.
Oh, thank you. Where'd you pick up the term kick ass? And earlier you said fuck yeah?
Yeah, you know what? You know who loves to curse, it turns out? Sailors.
Yeah, that checks out.
Yeah, that tracks.
Is there any curse terms that sailors know that a normal person would not?
I can't say them, man. The captain gets so mad. Okay. All right. Sometimes when he get real pissed off, he'd say, oh, dune buggies.
Ah, dune buggies.
Ah, dune buggies.
That just sounds disgusting.
It sounds profane. It doesn't even like... I always had some salt water to wash out my mouth.
So dune buggies is a sailor curse?
Dune buggies. Like that. You got to say it angry. It doesn't make any sense if you say it all chill and calm and boring.
That's right. Think about a sailor. A sailor lives on the ocean all their days, attempting to keep their food fresh while they travel from one place to the other. What could be the bane of a sailor? A bug that lives in the sand. It's the exact opposite of everything they like.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just meant that sort
dune
of...
Dune buggies!
It sort of sounded like a made-up curse, but what the frack do I know?
Stephanie! Hey, Stephanie!
She's not...
The boat's not turning.
Can Stephanie talk like you do, Rodney? Or do you communicate in a different way?
I can talk. I mean, she'll listen to me if I... talk to her.
I'll be your oar man. Let me help you out with this.
I'll facilitate
this.
Jesus Christ. All right. If I do this, you guys promise you're not going to make me come, right? Because I can't afford to do this every week.
We won't make you come.
I promise we won't make you come.
How about for just 1 week?
All right. Fair enough. Hello? Hello? I'm looking for my boat. Wait, okay.
Wait, guys, I don't think. I don't think he's confident that this is the right boat.
If this is where it has to happen, then this is where it has to happen.
Well, to be fair,
I'm not letting you get rid of me, Stephanie. How about that? You know, this used to be my specialty. I was good. I was good in a pier. They'd send me out there, and I'd do it alone, and now I just... Tonight, Stephanie, our little project, our company, had a very big night. A very, very big night. But it wasn't complete. It wasn't nearly close to being in the same vicinity,
Rodney,
as complete.
I think the boat kind of turned when you said hello.
Because I couldn't share it with you. I couldn't hear your voice or laugh about it with you. I miss...
I mean, those are just waves.
I miss my boat.
Rodney.
Boats are always moving.
We live in a cynical world, and we worked in a business of tough competitors, man.
I think he had her at hello.
You, Stephanie. You.
How does he know the word cynical?
Complete me.
I think this is just a block of wood screaming at a boat. I don't...
Arnie!
It's just a boat. He's just screaming
Arnie,
at a boat.
This is a block of wood floating on a cloud screaming at a boat.
Rodney, okay. if you regret your wish, I can make you part of this boat again.
Does he just have to go, death?
Wait, I think he's talking to Stephanie.
They seem weird, but yeah.
Rodney, what's Stephanie saying?
God, that's so you. What's up, Badger Man?
What's Stephanie saying? What's all the hullabaloo?
She's not sure about y'all, and I'm trying to vouch for you, but this is fucking classic Stephanie. Nah, I'm not for like, I've known him for 30 nights, probably about 30 nights or so.
He doesn't.
Feels like it.
Is nights the, that's right, right?
That's
yeah,
right.
Nights is, yeah, not day.
Also, Usador, John, I just realized something. Maybe we should approach anyone that works on this ship, because even if this works out, are we just going to get on the ship and be like,
oh,
hey,
immediately
the ship
cast
says,
off?
All right.
Yeah, no worries about that, partner. I mean, I can get you in with her, but you are going to need to probably talk to human being or some other.
Is that bear still the captain?
Yeah, the bear. Yeah, the huge bear. He's asleep there. See how he's all curled up? It is going to be probably spring before he gets cranking again. So you got a little while to work up your pattern and stuff.
Oh, yeah, he's hibernating. He's sleeping. You can see that he's plugged up his butt.
Maybe we should just look for another boat.
Yeah, she is perilous and barely seaworthy.
Ah.
That's why I got off when I did. Honestly, it was my personal safety was at stake.
Oh, so you did come?
Come on, man.
You said you got off when you did.
Come on, man. We're all friends here. I've only been alive for 8 days. You're like the ninth through 11th people that I've met, right? And you're not people.
So you're
he's a wizard. Are wizard people?
No.
Right on. Respect the journey, man. I hear it.
Thank you.
Rodney, would you like to join our quest? What is our quest right now?
Together, on this diplomatic mission, we shall put together a conspiracy of fighters and lovers who wish to underhandedly throughout a network of goodness.
Lovers?
Fight the Dark Lord. Yes, for it isn't just about the fight, Arnie. It isn't about armies storming some castle. It's about us all working together to find a better way for everyone in Foon to live.
We're just going to get a bunch of lovers together? Look,
we're just going to... Anyone who wants to help can help. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, you will fight the Dark Lord. And you guys keep
go
fucking...
Up to lover,
no,
yeah.
No.
Storming the castle.
I'd love to join you all. I so appreciate the invite. What I'm probably going to do is wait till... I'd love to see your story sort of unfold firsthand. But I'm probably going to wait till there's a lot of your story... And then have someone tell it to me 1.5 times as fast as they would normally tell it.
Oh,
or maybe
you don't
even twice as fast as I would normally tell it. They would normally tell it.
But then you don't get the nuance of our story.
You don't get to learn.
But I feel like I got it, you know, pretty quickly in this whole thing. And then we just kept on kind of, this is where I might be reaching for my friend to tell him to skip ahead 30 seconds. You know what I mean? Because I'm like, I got it.
Well, not this season. This season, there's going to be a lot of surprises. We're going to be all over the place.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, absolutely. And I love it. And I fully believe that that will be the course of events and how it will unravel. But I can still go ahead and get my buddy to crank through it 1.5 to 2 times as fast as he normally would.
That seems
rude.
As
he recounts the tale.
Well, Rodney, then that's where we part ways. You've insulted us.
Oh, man. Oh, no. Well, God, you guys have been such good friends. Remember when the first drink I ever had in my life was salt water?
That was minutes ago, Rodney.
Nights ago. I know.
Well, Rodney, it's been a brief time, but I do appreciate you, and I do consider you a friend. And I, we're going to get on this boat now, and I'm sorry that we dragged you out of the tavern and seaside, and so you're probably just going to have to slowly work your way back.
Hey, promise me one thing. If you're going to climb aboard, Stephanie...
Don't say it like that.
I know. There's really not a nice way of saying it. It's weird that people do like to personify boats as ladies so frequently because it makes it all very weird and bad. I'm just saying it now. I haven't talked a lot. Saying it now, it's terrible, though. It takes me to hell. But anyway, if you're going to climb aboard, Stephanie, just promise me you're going to be real careful, you know, where you step. A lot of the deck is unsound. And I don't want y'all to, go flying through and on the beautiful Briny, you know?
Rodney, you're helping us walk through a field of danger?
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
you're showing us a lot of respect by doing that. Thank you.
Yeah, all right.
Look, he's just... 8 days, he's ready to go back to school, so just...
8 nights.
Ooh,
you got any twinkle, twinkle
bug.
Little star references? I'll go wild for it. Frere Jacques, that's where I'm at, my friend.
Rodney, I do want to say I'm so thrilled that... Earlier, you said that you didn't like that boats were, referred to as or treated like women because that's going to take you straight to hell, which means you have a moral compass now.
Oh, man. You guys really helped me to grow and change. This season is going places. You're right, because we have had a lot of forward momentum just in this time. Y'all going to go back into that tavern now, or
no?
What's the story?
Well, we want to, but I'm thinking we should get on this boat and sail elsewhere.
We're getting on this boat. We're going to sail north. We're going to build up an army. And we're on our secret mission to defeat the Dark Lord.
So the title's more symbolic now than anything.
The title, yeah, we just...
Are we going to change the title?
There's a lot of fucking taverns out there,
Ooh, it should be something about high adventure.
High adventure from the Magic Tavern?
Well, we have to lose...
You've changed the wrong...
We have to lose the from the Magic Tavern part.
That's the only part. That's the only part
guys,
people know.
If we can reconstruct the Magic Tavern on a boat, then we can still title that.
And I doubt people even know that part. I hear Magic Castle, Welcome to the Magic Castle, all sorts of
people are
nonsense.
Like, I'm a big fan. I love Howdy from that fantastical pub. And it's like, you're not a
now,
fan.
Stephanie does have a saloon. I don't know if that helps.
Ooh.
Oh. Can you imagine?
What do you mean, can I imagine? That's part of her. I told you.
No, I'm sorry. I'm talking to my compatriots here.
Oh, right. I'm sorry, man.
Rodney, as my parting gift to you, I am going to take this jewel, this shiny, beautiful geoded rock, and place it directly in your forehead, and it shall give you the power of fast perambulation.
The soul stone?
Oh, man, look at me go.
Look at you move around. You're so fast now.
Whoa, he's faster than a gazebo.
He's going like double speed or one and a
half. Watch how fast I can get to the water, guys.
Whoa. No, Rodney.
Oh,
Rodney.
Don't go too far.
Oh, wait, no. He is not made of the kind of wood that can float.
Should we get him out of there? Rodney? Yeah. Rodney?
Arnie, I got to say, this is high status enough guest. We don't want to kill him.
I'm fine. Go on ahead.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, good.
Thank goddesses. Right. Thank goddesses.
All right, Rodney, good luck. Guys, let's just run on the boat and find a place to kind of...
Let's see. Well, Stephanie, is it okay if we sail on this boat?
Doesn't work like that, I told you. You gotta find someone to talk. Just sneak up. Hey, hold on.
Oh, this is nice, though.
Yeah, we're not going to full-on mission to Zix this, I don't think.
Well, what?
Never mind.
You gotta just hide out in the saloon, man. Nobody ever goes down there.
Okay.
Saloon on a ship is like a social place, but all the bears are going to be sleeping. Once they head out, nobody's going to be in the saloon. Just hide out there.
Thank you, Rodney. You've been a wonderful help.
All right, back in.
Goodbye, Rodney.
Goodbye,
thank you
Rodney.
For everything.
And I don't care. I don't care what Arnie says. I could definitely tell your voice apart from Chess Trunkborn's.
Was that a wood thing?
Shunt, you think all wood?
Buggies.
You think all wood sounds the same?
Dune buggies.
Look,
sorry.
Let's just get on the ship. Let's get going. We spent years not moving, and now we're getting on
or
a boat.
Or is it true chessboard?
I don't remember.
I can't remember.
Just check. We'll check the wiki later.
We're doing it. Finally, you're about to set sail upon the open seas, going from town to town, tavern to tavern, castle to castle.
Let's just take a minute to soak in the soundscape. Listen to that. What a different soundscape.
This is kind of sounds you wouldn't hear in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur.
This is tangible proof that we're doing something.
Yeah.
Very well. Now we shall head north to Velsmere to build our army against the Dark Lord and defeat him once and for all. Finally, my quest realized, and the Silent Eye shall control it all.
Why is it not the Whispering Eye?
We Googled it.
Hey, excuse me, I don't mean to interrupt. I just wanted to say we're all excited to be working with you.
Cool, cool. Well, you did interrupt, so goal not accomplished. I was about to record the closing credits now, but I am gracious enough to pause for compliments.
Also, I thought you did a great job with the intro.
Yeah, it's a bit of a tightrope to perfectly thread that needle of tricking the listeners on Earth into thinking this is a fictional podcast, while also keeping my superiors at the Space Bunker High Command from suspecting I'm on, well, from my true location.
I don't understand most of that.
No, considering where you're from, let's be proud you've kept so many fingers out of your mouth for this long. In the meantime, I should get back to making up fake end credits. Let's see. Yuzuru the Wizard was played by... what sounds boring? Matt Young. Chunt the Shapeshifter was played by... what sounds like a Norwegian snake? Adil Rafai. Rodney the Animated Figurehead was played by special guest Justin McElroy. From the podcasts My Brother and Me, The Adventure Zone, Sawbones... let's see. There's a lot of them. Go to McElroy.family to learn about the rest. They're great, and you should listen to them. I'm just not going to list them all, because I don't want to. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Garrett Schultz.
Great job.
Why would you think that was the last line? All my years doing this, has Schultz ever been the closer? And could you turn off that ambient sound? If I hear any more white noise, I'm gonna open a spa.
Sure thing.
It doesn't sound like the Space Bunker at all. We had this pinging thing that shielded us from stray meteorites, and that sounds like Tom York's cat walking across the mixing board. Anyway, I'm almost done, and then we can take off until next week.
What if they transmit a scene after the credits?
Oh, the computer will tack it on at the end. Honestly, it's best not to listen to any of this too closely. As I was saying, the Hello from the Magic Tavern logo is by Allard Laban. The theme song is by Andy Poland. The special sea shanty music this episode is by Arnie Parrott. A different Arnie, believe it or not. To hear more of his music, check out his website, atptunes.com. Special assistance by Ryan DeGiorgi. Vague. Okay, that covers it for this week. I'm gonna head out to beat the traffic. Lock up everything, would you? I'll be in late tomorrow. And stop worrying about an extra scene. Go the extra mile isn't exactly the catchphrase around here. Nice talking over you.
Hey guys, I'm pissing seawater.
You're doing it, buddy?
I guess we should find out if this boat is actually heading north, which is where...
directions.
Yeah, we don't want to go in the wrong direction.
Well, that bear is the captain, right?
But yeah. It's sleeping.
Yeah, I'll go poke it.
No, okay, don't poke us.
I'm going to poke
bear.
It and find out.
Rodney, where's this boat going?
It's up to you, man. Everybody's asleep. Just turn that sucker on and crank it.
Ooh. We're going to steal this boat.
I just don't like the phrase, turn it on and crank it.
You don't like that phrase?
Hey, I'm Cassie DePeckel, the host of Wondery's podcast, Against the Odds. In each episode, we share thrilling true stories of survival, putting you in the shoes of the people who live to tell the tale. In our next season, it's February 14th, 1979. Elmo Wortman and his three children are stranded on a remote Alaskan island after a massive storm destroys their sailboat. Miles from help, they have to face the brutal cold with barely any food, only a sail for shelter, and a leaky plastic dinghy. Desperate to survive, they build a raft and try to reach safety. But as starvation and frostbite take hold, and days stretch into weeks, their endurance is pushed to the limit. Follow Against the Odds wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.